There is a very, very well-known phenomenon, as many have pointed out, that Rashi, in the beginning of every one of the Sfarim, all of the five Sfarim of Chumash, Rashi makes sure to point out that the Ribbono Shel Olam has some sort of chiba for us, some sort of a love for us, some sort of a kavod that the Ribbono Shel Olam has, a respect for Klal Yisrael. That idea in and of itself is not so surprising. The Gemara tells in the Maseches Brachos that Hakadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and the tefillin that Hashem has praised B'nai Yisrael. But in a certain sense, the fact that Rashi felt the need to note that in the beginning of every one of the Sfarim in Chumash presumably points to this being something which is very, very fundamental. It is not a side point that Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves us or has chiba towards us. It is something which is so basic and so fundamental that Rashi, who comes from the school of thought amongst Rishonim that did not have introductions to his Perish and Chumash, doesn't introduce each of the Sfarim the way that the Ramban does. Nevertheless, Rashi feels the need to underscore this point, to highlight the extent to which the Ribbono Shel Olam has chiba for us. The way it's done, though, in Parshas Bamidbar is especially intriguing. Torah tells us that B'nai Yisrael are going to be counted. B'midbar Sinai be'echad l'chodesh hasheni. Rashi writes as follows: Mitoch chibas and lefan of Mona Osan Kol Sha. Because Rabbi Shalom loves Klal Yisrael so much, he counts them all the time. Kisyatu mi Mitzrayim, Manu, he counted us when we left Mitzrayim. Kisim naflu be'egel, after the egel, the Rabbi Shalom counted us. And kisheba lehashros shchinas or lisochan, because Baruch Hu wants to dwell within us. But the Shechina, he makes sure to count us also. So the Rabbi Shalom has a chiba for Klal Yisrael, and for some reason that chiba manifests itself in the Rabbi Shalom counting us. Why is that so? Why is that Hashem's chiba for us is tied to, on some level, his counting us? And why is he counting us specifically at these times? What exactly is the point? A variety of Mefarshim point out that part of what Rashi is driving at is taking sides in a machlokas in the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin. It is a very, very important machlokas and a very intriguing one at that. The Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, I believe, and Rabbi Meir, about our status in front of Ribbono Shel Olam when we are not osed in Ritzono Shel Makom, when we aren't fulfilling mitzvahs properly. Says Reb Meir that even when Klal Yisrael sins, whether we're osed in Ritzono Shel Makom or we're not osed in Ritzono Shel Makom, Benkach uBenkach, Atem Kriyim Banim. We're still called Banim of Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rashba famously points out in the Tshuva that even though, generally speaking, in a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, in this case in particular, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir, that Benkach uBenkach, Atem Kriyim Banim. Because of that, there are a variety that suggest that's part of why the Ribbono Shel Olam counts us. How is that so? So I've been quoting a couple times recently the Mishnah Sachir, which I tell. In Parshas Bamidbar has a very, very beautiful suggestion. He points out as follows. The Ribbono Shel Olam counts us at different times. He counts us at moments of strength when he wants to bring the Shekhinah into our midst. He counts us also at moments of disappointment when we were not osed to Ritzono Shel Makom, such as after the Egel. The reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam counts us at different times, Yitzhi Mitzrayim, we're good. Chede Egel, not so good. Back to Shekhinah, we're good, is to underscore the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam at all of those times feels and experiences kviyachal a degree of chiba towards Klal Yisrael. It is constant. It is Reb Meir Shita of Benkach uBenkach Atem Kriyim Banim, that no matter what, we are Zocha and we are worthy of being called Banim. Because of that, he suggests, that's pshat in a medrash quoted by Rabbeinu Bechai, noting the juxtaposition of the end of Parshas Bichukosai and the beginning of Bamidbar. In the end of Bichukosai, we had the din of Tmura. What is the din of Tmura? That if a karban is kadosh, one is not permitted, at least under normal circumstances, to transfer the kedusha of one karban to a different one. Once it is kadosh, it is kadosh. Says the medrash that the juxtaposition just follows, just like we see a din of tmura, and just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu can never be exchanged for another god, so too B'nai Yisrael, in the beginning of Bamidbar, B'nai Yisrael will never be exchanged for a different nation. Wonders the Mishnah Sachir, so what's the pshat, what's the link, where you see in Bamidbar that we're never going to be exchanged? The answer is in this Rashi, in this counting. That the same way there's a din of tmura, and we can never transfer kedusha from an animal, there's a din of tmura, and there's only one God, and we'll never exchange one God for another. And similarly, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that we're never going to exchange Klal Yisrael for another nation. Benkach uBenkach Atem Kriyim Banim, whether it's L'Hashva Shechina, whether it's B'Tshas Yitzit Mitzrayim, or whether it is in Minyan HaEgel, either way, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always going to be there and very pleased with us in a certain sense. The Taz, in the Taz has a Peirush on Rashi. The Taz has a, it's not there, it's in the Nisbach in the back. The Taz is an amazing Ha'ara, which is as follows. It is true that the Rabbanu Shalom counts us in all of these circumstances, and it is true that the driving force is Ben Kach Uben Kach Atem Kriyim Banim. But says the Taz, the reason why Hashem counts us when we are good is different than the reason why Hashem counts us when we are not good. It's a bit of an involved piece, but we'll take out at least part of it. Says Taz as follows. Sometimes, and a lot of this is based on Gemara Zechulin and Yerodeah, sometimes something which is chashuv gets counted. Something which is prominent, which is worthy, it's dark and limited, something which is, generally speaking, people count this because it is worthy of that. So sometimes when we're osim retono shel makom, the Rabbanu Shalom counts us because we are worthy, we are deserving of being counted on our own. That is like now, when Baruch Hu wants to be shorah shechina and klal Yisrael, he counts us because we're worthy of it. Why does Hashem count us when we mess up? Why are we counted after Chet HaEgel? What exactly is going on? At that point in time, we were not really osim retono shel makom. To point to the Taz, because there is another din. The din is that we assume davar sheb'minyan can't be batel. Anything which you count will not be batel, will not be nullified in a larger mixture. When Klal Yisrael is lo osim retono shel makom, there is the concern that Klal Yisrael could become assimilated with the other nations, that Klal Yisrael could lose their independent identity, that Klal Yisrael would be unable to continue and persist as the unique Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. So then it's true that we're not really worthy of it as a davar chashuv the same way. But because Bein Kach Ubein Kach Atem Kriyim Banim, the Ribbono Shel Olam never wants to lose us. And because the Ribbono Shel Olam never wants to lose us, so davar shel minyan, he counts us so that we'll never end up being batel. According to both of those mefarshim, what you see is a powerful idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. That love is fundamental to Torah. That's why it's the introduction of each of the Sfarim for Rashi. It also is something which manifests itself in a love which is there not only when we're osim retono shel makom, but even when we're not. For the Mishnah Sacher, because Hashem always loves us, is a certain kind of equal chiba. We're always malei mitzvos kerimo, and a certain deserving almost kind of chiba. For the Taz, it's because even if we're not as chashev, because Baruch Hu never wants to lose us, because there is that ava which is certainly there. There are many that suggest that this chiba that the Ribbono Shel Olam has for us, so undoubtedly we know the Gemara tells Mesecha Sota and Mesecha Shabbos that we are supposed to be like Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahu rachum afata rachum, because Baruch Hu is merciful, we too are commanded or expected to be merciful. The Rebbe of the Ribbono Shel Olam loves Klal Yisrael. That is part of what we as well are charged to do. The Shemi Shmuel in Parshas Emor, like the Omer discussion, Shemi Shmuel points out that was part of the problem in this particular time period of Sfiras HaOmer and the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were lo nagu kavo zeh bazeh. They didn't have that capacity to identify and to value all others. And where that stems from is from a failure to realize in a real way that Bein Kach Ubein Kach Atem Kriyim Banim. That no matter what, we are deserving, each individual is deserving of being counted, regardless of where they are, because they all have something unique to contribute. And Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh Bazeh sometimes comes from a sense of a failure to recognize and appreciate the unique characteristics of each and every person. It is not coincidental that in this time period of Sfiras HaOmer, that we read many Mefarshim wonder, really strictly speaking about this last week, the Gemara Megillah says, you're supposed to read prior to Shavuos, Parsh B'chul Kosai and the Tochacha. But nevertheless, as some of the Rishonim point out, we have a buffer. That buffer is Parshas Bamidbar. Why is Bamidbar a good Parsha to read right before Kabbalah Satorah? And part of it is because of this. The way that we become worthy of receiving Torah, the way that we fix Sfiras HaOmer's Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh Bazeh, is by the recognition that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every member of Klal Yisrael, so too we are charged to love every member of Klal Yisrael. As the Medrash emphasizes, only when Klal Yisrael is Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that we are fully worthy of receiving of Torah. When we read Bamidbar, we think about the counting of the Jews, how every Jew was worthy of it. And every Jew gets counted, and some are more, we would think, Kivyachal, worthy, and some less so. But every Jew gets counted, because Bein Kach Ubein Kach, Atem Kriyim Banim. And even though normally Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, says Rashba, not here. Here we go like Reb Meir, that we're always considered to be like the children of Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore we get counted. We get counted in all circumstances. We get counted regardless of whether we're deserving of it, because Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. And one who recognizes that is able to, in a very real and profound way, be noe kavod zeh bazeh, to be able to understand that the same way that Ribbono Shel Olam can never be exchanged, so to Klal Yisrael, and hopefully with that kind of an appreciation of the Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, we'll be able to be zocha, to receive Torah in the most proper way on Shavuos.